Terrorist takedown in Maine saves Christmas. 26th of December, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Bangor, USA. Department of Homeland Security representatives are ecstatic with the capture of what DHS Deputy Secretary Michael P. Jackson refers to as a linchpin of the new axis of evil. At a special press conference held this morning in Bangor, Maine, Mr. Jackson touted the apprehension of an Al-Qaeda agent near the U.S.-Canada border early Christmas morning. He said, quote, America's enemies thought it was the bottom of the ninth when, with two men out and two strikes, but Freedom caught the rebound and slid into the home plate to score a touchdown on this one. Prompt action by government authorities prevented what would have surely been the worst terrorist attack since 9/11. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 25th, Kris Kringle attempted to enter U.S. airspace from New Brunswick, Canada, as you well know, which has been the base of for agents of terror, their friends, relatives, and MySpace accounts since 9/11. His unauthorized flight was intercepted by interceptors from the DHS's Air Interceptor Division. That's a lot of interceptions. And he was forced to land at an airstrip in northern Maine. Santa thought it would lead a gift horse to water and then took it a look at it in the mouth. We proved him wrong, unquote. Assisted by aides from a recently created Department of Aides for assisting the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Jackson tried and failed to show PowerPoint presentation. He goes on to say, quote, nuts? Okay, just try to picture it. The agent of terror with his eight fellow terrorists and an assload of contraband flew in from here, was detected here, intercepted here, and forced to land here. This while pointing to a blank projector screen. He goes on to say, quote, at the time, agents from the DHS, FBI, ATF, and OSHA moved in and arrested the entire group. Items taken from the sleigh included toy cars for tiny car bombs, replica guns, and electric trains. In the hands of fanatical fanatics, the ATF is sure that the replica firearms could be converted to fully automatic replica fire. At this stage, we believe the trains were part of a plan to compromise rail transit across this great nation. As a precautionary measure, we're arresting and torturing all train passengers and crew for information. You can't make an omelet without crying over spilt milk. We've made the holiday season safe for America by ruining it for everyone. Yesterday's operation was the largest interdepartmental operation since those heady days of 9/11. 9/11, if you remember, was the worst terrorist attack on the United States since 9/11. Since we've shut down the northern branch of the new axis of evil, we're planning on invading Antarctica next, should diplomatic channels fail. We hear those penguins are some nasty sons of bitches. The ostrich of terror can't hide its head in the sand any longer, because the elephant of justice never forgets that it's time to pay the piper. Jackson continued, closing the press conference with this terse warning, quote, 9/11, unquote. UNnews obtained through the Freedom of Misinformation Act a statement from Mr. Claus. This handwritten note was smuggled out of Abu Ghraib prison and intercepted while en route to Claus's base of operations. As of yet, it has not been confirmed as authentic. However, since it had A's that looked a little like Christmas trees, the UNnews newsroom staff continue to believe it to be genuine. UNnews could be, and frequently is, wrong. This is the price you pay for getting news from unqualified, unprofessional, and un-something-else people that just make it up. The letter, addressed to his wife, Mrs. Claus, given name unknown, reads as follows. Dearest Honey Bunny, my annual worldwide trip has not been a success. I managed to give presents to all the good little boys and girls from Greenwich to Newfoundland, but sadly the rest are up Shit Creek. Most of Western Britain, Spain, and whatnot went well, except for this one kid in Portugal who tinkled in the milk. Remind me to add him to the naughty list for next year, dear. The Atlantic flight was uneventful. There was this one cloud, looked just like a toy shop foreman. What's his name? And I crossed into the U.S. and boom, they're all over me. Jet fighters were everywhere. They shot at the sleigh. Rudolph is dead, dear. Try to break the news to the rest of the staff gently. The next thing I know, I'm in prison with some masked hoodlums waterboarding me. Not torture, indeed. I hope this message reaches you, my love. Get me the hell out of here. Ho, 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 Saint Nick. 3/4 of the world's good boys and 75% of the good girls did not receive presents from Santa on Christmas morning, no matter how well behaved they had been for the entire year. One little boy complained, quote, I was good all expletive year, and what do I get? Jack shit. All I got were presents from my parents and grandparents. Just try to look surprised, my parents said, expletive that. Socks from Mom and a sweater from Grandma. How big does she think I am, anyway? Look, I'm swimming in this fucking thing. Unquote. The little boy's father agrees, quote, I didn't get my holiday hooch. Until the relatives get the expletive out of the house, I have to sit through their whining on one side and my kids whining on the other, while I'm sober. Oh well, it's only a few more days, and that sweater is really awful, unquote. I would just like to say that my Christmas went just about as well. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for being patient. I suffer.